must start. The grace to step into the season of believing. The grace to step into knowing God will definitely do it. God, give me that grace. Can we pray for that for just 2 minutes, for 20 seconds? Pray for yourself the grace to believe. The grace to keep on believing. The grace to keep on believing. Pray for yourself. The grace to keep on believing. The grace to keep on believing. Jesus' majestic name we pray. Our Lord and our Father, we want to say thank you. Dear Father God, we want to appreciate you. For there is none like unto you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We worship you, adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen. Before I bring our Father to the altar this morning, hallelujah. There is a man, sir, in this house, that too thick and thin is too good. You know, when I'm talking of somebody I've known sitting under my administration since 2005, 2006, even when they use his tribe against me, it stood. Hallelujah. This morning, I want us to celebrate this man at the back. Who turned another year this month? Come forward, my brother. Come forward. Come forward. Chief Odumegu. Kalisto Zuku. Hallelujah. I want us to celebrate him this morning. Today is his birthday. Start this man. I don't have to go back since 2006. I'm protocoling now. Hallelujah. Amen. Today is his birthday. I want to pray for us.
Can we just stretch our hands and say pray for him? Father, we thank you because there is a special grace. There's a special grace for special faithful people. You give them 3 testimonies. The first testimony is that they get favor and favorable condition. Amen. The second testimony, you single them out when people reject them. Yes, the third testimony, you give them health at the expense of those who wish them bad. These 3 testimonies is what you bring forth in the life of people who are faithful. Yes, Lord. And Lord in heaven, I pray that these 3 things will keep manifesting in his life.
Amen.
Another realm of your lifting will come when you least expect it.
Amen.
Because there is a favorable word from the heart of the choice servant. The Bible says when your choice servant becomes happy with you, you say, the earth clears the way for your survival. I pray in the name of Jesus that as you stood in thick and thin for years in the life of your choice servant, as you see him blossom, you will also blossom in a dynamic way. I pray that the Lord will deal with your enemies.
Amen.
And those who say, let's see what will come out of you. Let's see what will come out of what you stand for. Father, truly, you will come out stronger.
Amen.
Greater.
Amen.
Even the area you thought cannot be done anymore, God will repair and plaster singles there. I speak grace upon your life.
Amen.
The next 1 year of your life, we will remember today.
Amen.
That there are some things you are asking, can it be done? God will bring them to pass beyond your expectation.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Wow, what a wonderful family. Before I open my eyes, I just saw half of the Super Eagles team. I pray God will strengthen you.
Amen.
God bless you. God will bless you, God's children.
Amen.
And I pray for you. You have stood behind him. Praise God. You are the only one that can tell the story of this man. Amen. And yet you stood with God. Bless you more. And I pray for these children. Greater glory upon your lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, somebody celebrate. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Today, I know it's going to be wow, 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 wow. In the name of Jesus, I want you to prepare your mind. Like I said to you, the frequency you flow is very important. The Bible said the blind Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was passing by. He keyed to that frequency. He said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. So he knew the frequency to flow. The moment you start playing that frequency, no one can stop it. Tonight, I mean this morning, I want to bring the man of God to us, to minister to us. Why are you having me sing this song while I go? Jehovah Shammah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's put hands together as we pray for the man of God.
Your glory fills the earth, everlasting Father, the one who watches me.
This week will be unique. This week will be a testimony in your life. Give them a wonderful, sweet words. Because God is already doing something that his name will be glorified. Can you lift up your hand and celebrate Jesus if you will? Can somebody make a better noise? Celebrate Jesus if you will in the house. Glory be to God. I celebrate you this morning. And I know that the best is yet to come. And he that began a good work will finish that work. In the name of Jesus. I want to thank the sick man, the choice servant of God, godly and wonderful choice servant of God. I want to say I appreciate you. Praise God. And I appreciate you as a brother and as a choice servant of God. Can we just celebrate him once more? He's getting younger every day. Praise God. I want to celebrate Mama. Mama, thank you for taking care of us. It's not easy for taking care of institutions. Thank you very much. God will increase you from wisdom to wisdom. You are such a lovely woman of God. I've seen women of God, but I can tell you, they are just a kind. And I say, God bless you real good. In the name of Jesus. I want to appreciate the assistant pastor of this church. God bless you real good. A prophetic man of the spirit. God bless you real good. Thank God for your wife. It's not easy to take care of a prophetic man. Praise God. Because even in the kitchen, they are prophesying. Praise God. Yeah. I want to appreciate you, God's woman. And I want to appreciate the church, everybody, and my beautiful, wonderful choir. Thank you very much. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, guys. Amen. Thank you, guys. Daddy, you are blessed. Jesus, family, you are blessed. The energetic, super, Omofore. Jerry, you are good. Praise God. And every other guy, I couldn't remember your name, you are good. Let's sit down because you have spent part of my time. Praise God. Yeah. I'm speaking to all this morning on succeeding in hard times. Succeeding, finish it up in hard times. And I want to just thank God because hard times are not meant for failures. Hard times are meant for those who have opportunity to succeed. I don't know what I'm speaking for those who get to hear. And God's helping us. You have to understand that God is the God of the hard times and is the God of good times. No matter whatever you are seeing now, it's not new. What is new, praise God, is that you don't understand the promises of the word of God to give you grace to weather the storm in these circumstances. Matthew 24, and let's quickly read it down. Just want us to pay attention these few minutes. Matthew 24, can we read it down from verse 3? Matthew 24, from verse 3, if you will, please. And it's as he sat on Mount Olives, and the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, what shall these signs be, and what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Verse 4, if you will, please. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Praise God here. Then you go, let's be fast about it. Then the next verse, for many shall come in my name, saying, I'm Christ, and they shall deceive many. I'm sure you are aware of that. Is that true? Then, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Is that okay? I'm sure we are hearing rumors of wars, we are hearing everything, but the end is not yet. For nations shall do what? For nations shall rise against what? Nations. And kingdoms shall do what? Rise against kingdom. Am I communicating now? And there shall be famine, am I right? And pestilences, is that okay? And earthquake, finish it up in diverse places. Am I communicating now? Go ahead if you will, please. And all these things are the beginning of sorrow. Underline the word beginning of sorrow. And so there are some prayers you don't need to pray. Because whatever God institutes must come to pass. You don't pray a prayer, oh God in heaven, take away these hard times. You are wasting your time. Because it's going to increase. It will continue to happen. I don't know what I'm speaking here. I want you to listen carefully. And they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and they shall kill you, and you shall be hated for all nations, for my name's sake. And we all know that situations are not better than what it used to be. Am I speaking here? In every way you look at it, they are not. I thought I'm speaking here. and then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. There's no other greater time that many are betraying one another. There's no other greater time that many are offended more than this time. This is a time that even if you are not careful, am I speaking here? I'm not kidding. Am I communicating here? You'll find out that even the friend you call your friend will betray you. Even your own wife will betray you. Your own husband will betray you. It's a very difficult time. Many years back, when people want to employ you, and you tell them you're a Christian, and you know God, specifically, is a great path of trust. You're not getting what I'm saying. But today, it's a forgotten alternative. It's an issue that you have to sit down and begin to ask yourself, come on, speak to me here. Is it really? Many shall be offended. If there's anything called offense, today, there are offenses that people have not forgiven for a long time. You can greet yourself as a brother, as a sister, but you are carrying the offense. I've had people say, if I ever forgive you, know that I'm not a Christian. And I've had people say, over my dead body, will I forget what you have done? Specifically, you can say that, but you have done same to other people. And so, many shall be offended. And many shall go back to that verse of that verse 10. Many shall be offended. I just want to see how we can quickly break it down and enter the next one. And shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Do you know, it's so funny to be in the same house of God and you are hating yourself. It's so funny that you are in the same place singing together, praising God together, and there's hatred you are harboring inside even when you are shouting hallelujah. It's so frustrating. It's so funny that sometimes a brother will give you something, you say, well, I won't take it because you are not too sure that you will kill me. Why? Because you have had it happen. I used to tell people, I said, anyone that cannot forgive you and keep doing the same thing against you all the time, you must be careful because he might kill you the next minute. Wisdom is not eating in the same plate where you were poisoned yesterday. I don't know what I'm speaking here. Words are powerful, but acts are words. So when somebody gives you a word and it acts, I don't know what I'm speaking here. Then you begin to check it. Am I communicating? Then go backward if you will. Sorry, go forward. Verse 11. And he said, and many false prophets shall arise and they shall deceive men. Well, of course, you know the story. If there's any time you are hearing prophecies, Abby, it's now. Many of you can be deceived. Many of you can be deceived. Am I speaking of prophecies? And why do you think people today are having issues? They're just looking forward to prophesy. You're not getting it now. And somebody will look at you and say, Abby, I saw it clearly that March 17th, you will marry. So you won't go to church again. But somebody said, March 17th, you will marry. And March 17th comes. So you, any man or any woman you see on the road in March, you begin to respond. Because you are heard that it's a match. Am I communicating now? Many has gone into wrong relationships because of wrong prophecies from wrong people. Many don't even understand that they are consulting necromancing spirits through which Saul consulted. When Saul was out of the faith, he was no more attending the temple, but he was visiting the temple of who prophesied. They never knew it's the witch of Endor then. It was the Bible that told us it was the witch of Endor. But the people then, it was a great prophet in the land. When you lose your place of honor with God, you will consult those that will think will make it sharper for you. And so he got there and he rose. He was able to say, I'm going to rise up somewhere. Am I communicating now? We rise up somewhere. You think he's dead, even though you have, I rise up somewhere. Even if you disobey Samuel, I will raise Samuel up. And he did raise Samuel up, but that's not Samuel. You're not getting what I'm saying. That's not Samuel. Eventually, at the end, we discovered that it was a demon that was raised. Am I speaking here? Thank you, sir. God bless. Am I speaking here? We find out that it was a demon that was raised in the form of a Samuel. Many of you, they have messed you up, eating your money, done everything, because you are looking for a faster testimony and a faster man that will tell you what you want to hear. And that's why many people don't go to church anymore, because they are consulting necromancer in the form of a prophet. Let me be frank. I'm live all over the world. I've met many of them. And I've met many of these tricksters. And I've cautioned some of them. And I know one that used to have a church, a big church in Festac. Under 7 and 8 years, everywhere was filled up. Right? I'm speaking. Are you listening to me? He prophesied, talked to everybody that cares to hear. And everybody was listening. People were consulting. Because people don't want to hear the word of God. They want to hear what is sharp for the time. You don't get what I'm saying. And eventually, one of those days, he got somewhere to eat. He doesn't eat fish pepper soup. Any pepper soup that they have to put ejaro, you know this fish, catfish. He's been banned not to eat it. But before you could say Robinson Jack, he got somewhere. This is not home video. Right? Some testimony I'll tell you, a personal testimony that I know very well and I'm close to them. And then he got there and the man there said he doesn't eat pepper soup. Not even fish pepper soup. And then I asked him, well, we have chicken pepper soup. But when they got to bring it, they found out that the chicken pepper soup, the chicken is there, but there's no enough water. But there's enough water in the pepper soup. And they gave it to him. I said, this is not home video. As they gave it to him, he drank it. That was the beginning of sorrows. According to him, something appeared to him and told him, but we warned you not to eat catfish pepper soup. And then I asked him, choose one. Either you run mad on the street or you die. So in his crafty wisdom, he feels, if I run mad on the street, somehow I can still be alive and somebody can help me. Am I speaking here? So he chose to run mad on the street in the same area where he had the same crowd. And everything is scattered now. Eventually, vehicle hit him and he died. I don't know what I'm speaking here. Thank you, dear. Am I speaking here? So you sit down, you begin to wonder, why did all those things happen? People have complicated problem today because they resist to follow God in a proper way. And that's why people enjoy activities more than God's presence. A whole lot I can tell you. With due respect, sir, I was talking to the servant of God. I said, there is life in this church. This church is real. This church is real. This is church. This is God. Because we have gone to so many places. And once I step my feet on the altar, my leg shakes. Now I call the man and go, what are you doing today? Just tell us the truth. And they will tell me the truth. And those are the people that will lay hands on you. You'll be falling. And you'll be asking, why is my life so complicated? Nobody lay hand on you. And that spirit has started. To whom you bow down to whom becomes your God. Spiritual things are deep. But even if you hide it, it will come after you. There's a conflict of the spirit. And you must be careful of the spirit that contaminates you. Many shall be deceived. That somebody immediately from nowhere is making name and crowd is following. And they are shouting in Jesus' name, be careful. You can join the train and pray. And you find out that the more you have joined the train, you may not be sensitive. The more I have joined the train, the more I find out that my life is getting more complicated. Then you, if you are not sensitive, then you are finished. This is my 44 years in the Lord. And 38 years of active preaching. And I've been privileged to be a leader almost all my life. It's just a privilege. Secondary school, president of the Christian Fellowship. A-level, president of the Christian Fellowship. I never knew the journey would be like this. Higher institution, coordinator. Group coordinator for all the fellowships. I never knew the journey would be like this. So God took me through to understand the dynamics and life, you can make a choice. There are people that didn't come today. It's a choice. It's not devil. It's a choice. That you came today, it's a choice. Whether you come late or you come early, it's just a choice. It's a choice you made. Somebody says success is a choice. That's what somebody, am I right? It's a choice. But even though it's a choice, it is choiceless, even though you make a choice. Because somebody will determine that you will not succeed. You're not getting it today. And they shall deceive many. He didn't say they shall deceive you, many. Let's go ahead. And then in verse 12, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Say the truth. You're not as effective as you are before. It's only you later tell the story. Once upon a time, I used to be very strong. Once upon a time, if you see me, I carry church on my head. Once upon a time. Once upon a time. But something happened. My love was cool. If you are serious, no something can was cool your love. Once upon a time. I am the one that will do almost everything. But I've gone back to the vomit I rejected. Once upon a time. Today, people value more of their job than they value God's presence. I left the banking job, Afribank. I only stayed there for 1.5 hours. Sorry, 1.5 years. I left. Nobody asked me to leave. It was a choice job at that time. I left because from morning till night, this thing will never allow me to be in church. That's not what I desire for myself. I want to serve God and quench the very darks of the wicked. I don't want to go through what my father went through. So I found out that the secret is to bury myself in the Lord. It was a choice I made. My friend will look at me and say, you're an A student. Why are you becoming an A student? I said, Omo, but my father is an A student. He died in an A way. If you don't take record of where you are coming from, where you are going, become a cloud. It was a choice I have to make. I called my friends around me and said, from today, you can't move with me. That's a new direction I want to follow. It's a choice you have to make. Your father can be great, does not mean you'll be great. It's a choice you have to make. Because iniquity shall abound. The level of iniquity today, you can't comprehend. You're not getting what I'm saying. People have sold everything. People have buried everything. Let me be frank with you. And I want to be sincere with you. Don't forget, succeeding in hard times. Let me be sincere with you. You are not blessed by the level of your hard work. You are not even working hard. If I tell you the truth, those who are working hard, you will go and shake your head. The real people working hard are those going to site. And they are carrying cement on their head from morning till evening, and they are paid a peanut of all somebody that you. That is the labor of the strength. The people that are working, I'm not kidding. How do you feel that you go to site and you see somebody carrying block all day? And they will tell you, if you carry 100 blocks or 200 blocks per day in public currency in the country, then it's 3,000 or 2,500 for labor for a whole day. £1. For a whole day, £1. The person have no option. It's when you have an option, you have a choice. He has to do it. But there is one person, am I speaking, that comes here, he will never lift a block. He will never lift anything. He will just be directing them. You must carry 300 today. We'll count it. You do this. And he will go somewhere else and come back and say, have you done your job? Say yes. Did you do 300? Say yes. Count it. Even when they are moving it, they start counting. It's okay. Pay you 2,500. But this person will never carry any. You're not good. It is not how hard work. There's a level of hard work you go through. You leave hard work. You enter struggle. It is not God. It is a level of grace God gives you. I told people, I said, it is not staying in your shop from morning till night that determines your sales. You can stay there from morning till night, no sales. But somebody can stay there for 5 hours. When you cannot determine your opening and your closing time, your life is still not visible. There's one woman, they used to love her, that she gave us every day she would go to church. I'm telling you this truth, She would clean the church, she would do everything, she has children. You know, 2 children at that time, she take the 2 children to join her and clean everywhere. They'll be laughing at her. She says, she's so poor. That's why she's doing all this job. She has nothing to do. The woman never care of what you say. When you care of what somebody says because you are serving God, you are not even, you are taking a walk. You're not serious. People will talk. The same people that talk will also talk. And some will untalk. They will tell you, that what I said yesterday is not what I meant. So people's words are insignificant to a life of a significant person. And that's why I normally sing this song, because sometimes you have to say to yourself that you will be what God said you will be. Agamabu iechuku sinangabu. Agamabu iechuku sinangabu. Agamabu iechuku sinangabu. Agamabu iechuku sinangabu. I will be what God says I will be. I will be what God says I will be. I will be what God says I will be. I will be what God says I will be. Praise God. These folks will give me rest. Am I speaking here? I will be what God says. Come on, give it to me. I will be. You have to understand, glory be to God, that you don't, because of the level of iniquity, the love of many has always come. So you are in a situation, you must come to terms of the times. If you come to terms of the times, you will not give excuses in the times. One day I just told myself, I said, there is nothing to do again, it's just God. Uncle has failed, father, am I speaking here? Aunties has failed. The only option is God. Listen, let me frank with you. If you are still sitting down there depending on uncle, then you're not serious. If you are still, I'm telling you the truth. So in one of those days, I was coming up and you know, you have all the wishes in your life. And there was this man, he's a very big man, I came in contact with him. And the man looked at me and told me, said, I will help you. I will do everything. He lives in Allen. He said, I will help you and I will do everything. I don't even need anybody. Am I speaking here to a man like this? I went to his house. You don't need, I think I just resigned some things. And he gave me a date, I'll come and see him, that he has to establish some things to me. Promised me that he's going to give me a very big amount of money to establish some things. And I was very happy. I was looking forward to that date. Am I speaking here? And I will tell them, I will say, in fact, I will tell him, my friend, I said, look at me. Look at me. Mama, you are there. Look at me. I said, I'm telling you the truth. I said, look at me. I said, the person you see today is not the same person you see today. They looked at me. They themselves were laughing at me. I said, see them. They don't understand what God wants to do. I was putting my trust. You're not getting me today. And so, I was looking forward to that day. I'm not joking. I've shared the testimony oftentimes. And that day came, I went gorgeously. I have built my future without them. Do you know you can build a house without buying the land on your head? Have you not built a house before? You just sit down, build a house, put in every utensils inside, only you. The greatest pain of a man's life is to be too proud on the cloud he's building when the reality has not come. I don't know whether I'm making sense. Daria, be with me. Daria and some guy. Am I speaking here? You stand up there again and fight. Am I speaking to somebody here? Plus or minus, on that day I went to Allen, off Allen. See picture in the whole thing. I got there with confidence. I'm good in listing, itemizing what I need. The front was filled up, the other one filled up. I borrowed paper. I said, do you have extra paper? I'm honestly. I got to that place. I just saw, and it's a very big house. People at the gate. I said, who is this big man with people? How can they allow these people to enter? Then I found out people are focusing. I checked, there's this, poster. Did you live around that area that day? I didn't even focus on it. Have you ever discovered that there is a level of problem you will have? They will call your name, you will know it's you. I didn't know, I said no. I just, and I saw the two security people. And I said, Damu, I said, what are you at? Are you at? I said, yes. He said, I want to see Oga. Oga gave me an appointment. And I brought Oga's card where he signed. But when the man signed, don't deal. I said, this is the card. The guy looked at me. He looked at me. I said, well, maybe he's trying to size me whether this card is. I said, see all that card, see. He shook his head. People are still there, you know, outside. He shook his head. He said, Oga, I'm with you. I said, Oga, I'm with you. I understand you're with you, but that's the wrong language. My future is built on this thing. He shook his head and he left me. And the gate was very open. I entered beautiful, massive compartment. Can a human being do this? People were on the garden crying. Then I had to ask again. I said, I came to see Oga. The woman cried. I said, Oga, Yamutu. Oga is dead. it dawned on me is true. But the question is, can a man die between the promise and the deliverance? The greatest way to know a proud man is when he's rejoicing where he's not arrived. I just sat down. I said, dead. I started crying. The tears I cried, they thought I was one of the son he'd gone outside and I just returned home. I only saw him once. But if you see tears, my father died. I didn't cry like that. People were holding me. I cried. And they were saying, in my presence, they were saying among themselves, that is the song. But why am I crying? I'm finished. I became, I wasn't working, I wasn't doing anything serious because God has promised me, lay no trust in man. I don't know whether I'm finished. Am I speaking to somebody? So that is the world we are living in. In the next verse, praise God, in the next verse, he gave us in verse 13, but he that shall halfway, a little bit, but he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. So which means, for me to tap in the midst of circumstances is enduring to the end. The next verse, verse 14, if you will please. But this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come. Let me be frank with you. As many as giving up the faith, that is how people you never believe are coming to the faith. People you don't even believe are coming to the faith. Many technocrats, many business people are coming to the faith. You meet with them. Time cannot permit me to mention them here. We invite them. I was shocked. You see them talking about Jesus. And I said, one day I said to myself, wait, this man is a multimillionaire. He's listed in Africa. He's listed in the world. One of them brought in Mercedes into Nigeria. And they have conquered. Now they enter Jesus again and they are conquering in Christ. I just stopped Mama beside me. Said, okay. They can't defeat me. This one, I just stopped. I will overconquer. How can you? You have not made it financially, you still not make it in heaven. What? This life is nonsense without God. Okay, sir. I complained that there was heat. I enter here again and complain there is cold. Life is uncertain. Now they are telling me now, Daddy, the heat now is not easy. So they are preparing my mind. I came in buying winter jacket. And I will be going back buying light clothes. So it's very possible that while in the plane, I wear winter jacket. As the plane is arriving, we'll be removing it. I'm not joking. You can even leave your country and say, I'm going here for a better life. You didn't know when you come there. There's another problem there. Life is not fulfilled by shifting. It's fulfilled by grace. And then there shall be weakness. Am I speaking here to all nations? I don't know what I'm saying. Am I speaking here? Daddy, as I'm preaching, you just give me one of these beautiful Christian songs. Actually, today, you give me beautiful Christian songs, just sing it, I'll pick it. That will match my message. I love this guy. Praise God, yeah. Amen. I will ordain you, Pastor Levi. Yeah. Praise God, yeah. Now that I've said it, please, you should lock the whole bit. Praise God. Praise God, somebody here. So what does that teach us? It gives us this avenue that It only takes with God for us to succeed in the affairs of life. But I've come to tell you, listen carefully. The Bible says, okay, let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 3. Are you 2 Timothy chapter 3? Are you there with me? I'm just trying to rush up because I'm coming to a point of how we can weather the storm in hard times. Are you there? This know also that in the last days, what will happen? Perilous time shall come. Perilous time is difficult time. Go ahead. For men shall be what? Finish it up again. To parents, Abby, unthankful, unholy. Hold on there. Pick your own. There are people, as I'm talking to you, they love themselves so much that God must come second or third. There's no other time that people love themselves more than now. Say the truth. Have you ever found out that you promise to pray at a time? When you go there, your body is sweet on the rest. Is it compulsory? Oh, Father, you am I right? Stretch your leg. So I shall not die, but the two of us. Praise God. I'm not here. Am I speaking here? For men shall be lovers what? Of themselves. You love yourself so much that you don't even care about anything. You're not getting me now. Am I saying the truth? You love your shoes so much, nobody can match the shoe. True or false here? He said, covetous. What's the meaning of covetous? Ability of saying to yourself, I don't think I'm getting enough. Until I get enough, just like somebody that told me, he's a pastor. I have time. The guy was there, he said, pastor, I'm just 28. I have enough time to serve God. Daddy, calm down. If I start, that's the language you use. You see, all these people are doing, I want to serve God. Daddy, well, they are not doing anything. Daddy, wait for me. He wasn't a member of my church, but he's no more today. So, covetous ability. Until I have enough, God does not need to ask me questions. I have nothing for God until I have enough for myself. You're not getting what I'm saying. When they see people that are committedly giving to God, they think they don't have sense. They start to say, tell them, we have done it before. Covetous. Covetous is that you come to church or anywhere, you see somebody wearing something nice, you say, I must go and wear it, even if I'm going to borrow. And even if I'll be paying small. All your life is small. You are paying everything small. You don't know that there are period in life that is assigned to your lifting. And women, listen carefully. It's not compulsory you wear the same hair you saw somebody else. I'm sorry, you say hair. I don't even know women head again. We don't even know. That's the problem. You are looking at their head, you can't tell it's the real head. Praise God, yeah. Well, those days, we normally appreciate them and say, we thank God for your hair. Thank God for your... God bless you in the name of Jesus. I'm a good feeling. So you have to understand these things. There are certain things that God will give to you. Just follow me. Covetous, boasters. Sir, are you not seeing boasting today? There's no other boasting than now. Proud. Nobody can talk to me anyhow. Now, if you now become chairman of the local government. I'm not even saying commission. What happens? Now, if you now become governor, what happens? Now, say the truth. Most of you here, you are president that you have cost. If they arrest you, you should go to jail for 500 years. No, say the truth. Nobody's answering me here. God will punish that president. What you have used your mouth to speak is only God. But the one you say inside and the one you have not said, nobody's answering me again. Are you answering me? Even Jesus. See the way we are calling Jesus. Jesus! Call your father that way. It's only Jesus that will call. Jesus! Where are you? And somebody will even say, Jesus, if you don't answer me, I won't serve you again. You need him more than he needs you. Look at it. Proud. Did you see it? You're not getting me now. Nobody's answering. Did you see it? The way you walk, you need to know you are proud. When you are going to talk to your wife, you know you are proud. You talk to your wife as if it's one of the furniture you bought in the house. Say hello. Lucy, you know what I've done for you. You are a God. Sickness will soon finish you. The same Lucy is the only one that will be there. Lucy, come here. I'm calling you. Your wife panics. You were a hero in church, but a terror in the house. When you are walking on the road, you call because you are in the midst of stupid men who don't understand honor for their wives. So you don't even know what it is. You feel that women are tools to be used and done. Nobody's having it. See the way they, anytime you see my chaka, she will tilt like this. Love your teeth, Uncle Shepard. I don't know whether I'm making sense here. I mean, sometimes you see, I just see them. But immediately, Mama, when you looked at him, you said, they're fine, no. That was Simone. Praise God, somebody here. That's a beauty to behold. That's a beauty to behold. There's something unique about them. And it's that uniqueness that has created grace. I don't know whether I'm making sense here. Or you are a woman. Am I speaking here? You have dated men so till you are tired. You have dated people. You have even dated colorless people. You don't even have respect for man. You don't even think man has anything to be respected. And so when you have the man, say, if you talk to me, anyhow, you should know that it's a privilege you marry me. Oh, Jesus. When you see some women, the way they act, they should be reprimanded. They have lost the womanic dignity. They don't believe that they can be submissive to a man. They are called a womanistic animals. Who do you want to work on the sea control? They are suffering from palastatic incubi. You can never understand this language until after service. What have you done that no man has ever done? Is that not true? What can you give me that no man has ever given me? When I was dating James, I know what James has done. Why did you not marry James? Your life as a woman is money. If the man is performing, there is love. If he cannot perform, there is no love. Look at me. Your mate is buying Brazilian hair. You are buying rubber. I'm telling you the truth. So one lady came to a present with the man. They wanted to get married. They are not married yet. And the lady just said, I just don't know. When I talk to him, he doesn't hear me. I told the man, I said, have you gone to jail before? He said, no. I said, have you visited the police station? He said, yeah. Did they put him to jail before? He said, no. Say, this one. Kiri. I don't know whether I'm making sense. Proud, blasphemous, those who God has helped. There are people that God has helped in his house. What are they today? Those who God has helped, they turn back and they say there was no help. Disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Those are the times we find ourselves. Am I speaking here? Those are the period we find ourselves. It's a hard period. But we're going to come out of it. In the midst of this hard period, what is the answer? The answer is clear. God can still do what he says he will do. Number one key is that you must love God. You must have the knowledge and the love of God. Am I speaking here? That's number one key. The Bible says that Daniel loved the Lord. Is that not true? With all his heart. Come on, speak to me. Daniel 11:32. Love the Lord with all his heart. Daniel, you remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Glory be to God. You must live a life that is worthy to be emulated. Matter the circumstances. Number three, you must committedly give yourself to prayers. Number four, you must keep walking. Let me be frank with you. Look up here, everybody. If you want to live long, that's long life, win souls. You don't need much prayer. Win souls. Do you know how company protects their marketers? You know, how many of you have been a marketer before? You've been a marketer before. What were you marketing? You are marketing. Marketing customers. Okay, good. Just calm down. Don't worry yourself. Let's stop there. Praise God. But you know, they will give you a target. Is that not true? Okay. Then when you get more of them, you are happy if you meet the target. Because in some places, they will give you incentives. Commission. Why do you not raise up your hand? How do you know so much than the marketer? She's an accountant. Okay, she's also a marketer's friend. Am I speaking here? Plus or minus, am I right? You need to respond. Even the real marketer, she's looking at me. So plus or minus, the more you meet up your, the more you have this confidence. Is that not true? In fact, you can be promoted to head your team. Depend on the marketing you have measured up to. She's looking at this like she has not met any target. Praise God, somebody here. And you find yourself that there's a level you meet up a target. You are too sure that this organization, if it's a reasonable organization, will take you to the top. Because they feel you are too important than those attending without relevance. Never be anywhere without impact. And that is what it takes too. Am I right? If you are doing what? Winning souls. It's that you are marketing people to God's house. Don't market them and put them to yourself. Do you know what I mean? Do you remember that when you market that time, you forward them to the company? Company has a mechanism that you are not the only one that controls what you have brought to them. Once you bring them, another department takes over. So that even you, when you are leaving the company, they are still there. But your own, you are not winning soul to the church. You are bringing them to be a cabal. So when they come, you will say, sorry, Pastor. You will say, surely, you should know what's the church in. Korea, Peru. Korea, Peru. And you don't manage it. Are you getting me now? So, let me go. I thought you noticed for me. Let me go manage it. You know. So, too much to give up. Forget. So, I'm going to do it. It's not every time. I'm going to go pass off. Cancel it. I stand pass off. I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back. And then the person comes with suspicion. And that's why you bring somebody, your friend didn't remember you remain. Because you are the Judas bringing in Peter. And when the person comes, he sits down with suspicion. He's suspecting everybody. Then you will say, whoa, left hand side. Look at the back. You see that man there? Don't look at me. Don't wear glass. Light in complexion. Mustache. A bad man. Then that person will not ask, what did he do in a year? You will know. Maybe he has been asking for the man money every time. The man keep giving. What did the man, what is wrong? What is it? Now he's a bad man. What did he do in a year? And then it's true. Then the person will be saying, but that person is nice, so he didn't share nothing here. Nice, she won't know money. About lower church. Thank you, my pastor. The person becomes suspicious. If she's a female, that guy may be the one God has left. Just because the guy is not doing your bid, you make him to lose destiny. You make her to lose destiny. Many of us have killed destiny for selfish purpose. There are some people that are left here. God is speaking to me. One or two of you are responsible for those who left. But you are still here. And God told me you can never have peace of mind. And what you are asking for, no prophet born of a woman can pray for you until there's a restoration. Situations will come and pass. Information will remain. I don't know what I'm making sense here. I used to tell people, settle your misunderstanding. Don't allow it to transfer to a third party who has no part to it. There are informations that can still be cured. Am I within the time, sir? Praise God, somebody here. Am I speaking to somebody? Praise God. So it's important that we do what? We win souls. Are this information working for you? I used to tell people, I said, focus is placed. I said, after this service, am I communicating now? God will put a spirit of soul winning in our spirit. You are passionate about it. I don't know what I'm making sense here. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. Can you give it to me? 1 Corinthians 9, verse 16. There must be a passionate something that moves your spirit. Glory be to God. I have a prayer for somebody here that the Lord will move you continually. And am I communicating? God will move you constantly, continuously to Israel. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. Move you consistently that the Spirit of God, chapter 9, that the Spirit of God will keep working in our lives. We keep doing greater things in our destiny. Glory be to God. Chapter 9, verse 16. Praise God. He said, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory on. For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. See, it does not take many of you to change a situation. It takes only one willing spirit. And this is the mind, praise the name of the Lord, that you find yourself building in that changes everything for your destiny. I tell people, I say, follow those who have a positive mind to change the situation. Whatever you cannot change, don't complain. Whatsoever you can't change, finish it off, don't complain. Make a desired choice of being something great in your life. Hallelujah. I remember, sir, when I was coming up to church, I was involved. I got to the church, there were 80 members. I'm being sincere. 80 or the highest is 80. And they were asking me, the pastor, right, I was even getting a fight joint. And the pastor was asking, which department would I like to join? I said, evangelism. They were looking at me. So that's what I want to join. I was in evangelism. We grew the church from 80. Every time I would just leave. I don't need people to follow me. I don't need anybody. I know the secrets. You sit down there and be heading entertainment department. I finish up, even when it's raining, my wife will testify. I said, go home. I was even a big boy then. I was financially a big boy. But the church grew from 80 to 490 something. And I was able to open one or two, three branches for them. It wasn't a joke at all. And those who were there before, they were sitting down complaining. When you are an achiever, you will see less fault. But you don't have time. You must train yourself. I don't reckon with complainers. I don't reckon, am I speaking? Reckon with achievers. I'm seeing people today, and let me tell you, I will touch that area, and then I will just give one or two verses to pray. Now, one of the areas is this. Let me say something. Who works in an organization, or you belong to a club, or to anything like that? Is there anybody there? You belong to a club? You know what I mean, club? Not all this club. Not all this. Not that one. You don't understand? Not that one. I'm talking about an organization. Are you getting me now? That like Rotary. You understand? Or maybe in the bank. Or maybe the organization. You're an accountant, right? But you know you can have an organization whereby there are terms of reference for the organization. An active member, what are the three qualities that they will say somebody is an active member and is a member? What are the responsibilities? A very good team player. Communication. Yes, all those things are good. But if you are not a financial committed member, you will not be called a committed member. Three things is teacher responsibility. Nobody's answering. One, you must be committed to the core values of the organization. Is that not true? Then number two, you must be productively valued for the organization. Then number three, you must be financially committed. Because it's our contribution that determines the progress of the organization. Is that not true? You must be financially committed. Nobody's answering you here. It's just like marrying a wife and she cannot cook anything, and you'll be telling the husband, let's go to KFC for our morning meal. And let's go to this thing for our afternoon meal. And let's go. Am I right? If the man agrees, now love go kill him. You don't go reach how many months, you can't go die. Abi? Am I right? But when you marry a female, Lengashu kata, Keremi sinaku yana kasata, Lembri kese keta yama. Am I speaking here now? You see the woman. Oh my God. Am I communicating now? Yes. You know, I'm telling you what you should know. And then you see hot, Am I speaking here? And they are asking you, eat. And you are going to. And you finish eating. You are sitting down there. And I say, it shall be well. It shall be well. And they are asking you, are you married? I am over married. Am I speaking here? Is my senses complete? Because those are the values. So if you find yourself in the house of God, am I right? Number one, be what? Number two, be productive. Number three, glory be to God. If you are not, say, financial commitment, no matter how small, you put your part. No matter how bad your case is, there must be a small, your part please. Is that okay? You must make sure you are financially committed. Nobody should pursue you and pursue after you on your financial commitment. You're not getting it. It gives you fulfillment. This fulfillment you have that is our own. Unkind. Tiwani tiwa. That's this fulfillment. Glory be to God. He said, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. Then you now need the last one. Faith in troublous time. Can I say something to all of you? God knew, he knows this period will come. He said, but for his own people, he will prosper in that situation. Sir, it was during the pandemic of 2000. Is it 2000? 2001. Yeah? No, you post started 2019. They started dying here 2019. Our own was 2020. You know, because before you can catch us in where we came from, we'll try. What killed them here gives us multivitamin. Am I speaking to somebody here? It's only in that place they gather them together and they give them 3 square and they were announcing to the people, hey, Tifu alone jail. What a country. Are you getting what I'm saying now? But in 2020, sir, 2021, when no movement and nothing is happening, that was when we finished that church. It was a mystery to people. Where did you get the money from? How? Not 10 million, not 20, not 30, not 40. Am I speaking here now? Because you must understand the secret that God will do what he says he will do. Am I communicating now? So that's where I'm pushing you to now. And I want you to get ready in that next minute. Now listen carefully. There is faith in turbulent time. The times does not dictate to me. I dictate the times in the Holy Ghost. I don't give up when the time is up. I start my own time when it seems up to other people. This is the time. Don't settle for less because of circumstances. Make up your mind that the best you are looking for is still available. And that's why I said it clearly. Those who rejected your downtime are not qualified for your uptime. Don't ever in your life panic in your hard times. Hard times will come. That's why I showed you that God said it will come. But even if it comes, and you have the knowledge it will come, it's in the midst of the hard times, sir. That is where the answer is coming from. Am I speaking to... Nobody knows how water enter your coconut. And nobody, let me tell you, in the hard times, stop confessing negative. Stop telling... Not everybody should tell your condition. No, I'm not joking. At least you tell your enemy your condition. Because the time will pass, but the story you say will never pass. Yay. You're not getting what I'm saying now. You must get ready because there's something God is about to do. He will do what he says he will do. I have come to meet with God. He will never change. Am I speaking here now? God doesn't sleep.
He know they sleep. He know they sleep. My God cannot sleep. Listen carefully. It was when the disciples was in the ship and they were sailing to the other side. Is it ship or boat, sir? They were sailing. So they were sailing to the other side. The man was sleeping. Each time I leave that place, it's still fresh. The man was sleeping. And water, am I right, was filling. He says, it's not normal, sir. But what if he's sleeping? Where water? Water. That means he's covered with water himself. And he sleep. In fact, the Bible didn't say he sleep. He says he's asleep. Asleep means what is water. He has slept water. He has slept water. He was deep asleep. My scripture said the disciples who had followed him for a long time started panicking. Time will come, you will panic. It's not strange. They were panicking, and screaming. And they didn't wake him. They didn't even wake him normally, sir. And he said, Abi, be alive. The way they shouted, they said, all the Bible told the man, told the Sermon on the Mount, not the Bible. Care not that we perish. Situation will come that will shake your faith. But let me tell you, when you shake your faith, shake it too. Well, I don't know whether I'm making sense. The thing will shake your faith. It's like, can this thing happen? Can this thing happen, sir? Can this thing happen? My scripture says, Jesus woke up. He didn't calm the sea first. He addressed their faith. Oh, ye men of little faith. After addressing him, I am the master here. You have seen miracle happen to you before. Why are you scared it cannot? I am here now. He is in the ship. Come on, speak to me here. Somebody met me and said, Daddy, I have a dream. And inside the dream, something was pursuing me. I said, what was you? He said, Daddy, it was one, what do you call this thing? You know those chickens that is wicked? He said, well, pursue me. I said, Daddy, I woke up. Hi, Jesus. Whosoever is pursuing me. I was expecting me to pray. I said, go back again to the dream another dream. Pursue the chicken. Go and dream another one. Pursue that chicken. How can chicken pursue you? A whole full-blown person like you. Chicken is pursuing you. You are coming to run after me. You are still sweating as if it has happened now. I said, go back. Go and sleep again. This night, dream another dream. Now you dream the dream. Continue where you start. Come back. Pursue the chicken. Funny person, when I said, Daddy will not understand. I said, a whole blown person like you. Educated. Chicken pursue you. Chicken. That you normally eat every day. I don't care. Go back and pursue the chicken. I found him, the person went back. He called me very early in the morning, 5:30 a.m. He said, Daddy, Jesus, guess what? I dreamt, Daddy, I was pursuing a lot of fowls. From chicken and fowls. There are many. No, this is a life testimony. I'm sure the person can be hearing me in our life. And since that day, the person's face changed. I said, when you have a dream that troubles you, dream again and trouble the dream. Don't kill yourself for nothing. Don't fool yourself for nothing. Your God is alive. There's something special about God concerning your destiny. I don't know what I'm making sense here. You must, you're not getting what I'm saying. See, don't die for a situation that rejected you. Move to your next chapter. Maybe God wants you for another chapter. You're not getting me now. Move to what? Another chapter. There is a success story that is coming for you. And as I pray for you this morning, I pray with you, just know that you are succeeding in a different terrain through which something tells you you are giving up. You are not starting the amen very well. Amen. Glory be to God. Because in Psalm 27 verse 1, he said, the Lord is my light and my word, salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength, the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light.
is my strength. Whom shall I fear? That old woman telling you you will not make it here. The Lord is your light and your salvation. Whom shall you fear? Nobody's answering me at all. Whom shall you fear? Whom shall you fear? I'm not hearing your amen louder than necessary. Whom shall you fear? Glory be to God. Deuteronomy 31 verse 8. The Lord who go before you, he'll be with you. Glory be to God. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear or be what? Dismayed. That's what the scripture is saying. Sir, when Moses was handing over to Joseph, God didn't tell him, I will give you this, I will give you that. God told him in verse 8 of Joshua chapter 1, he said, be strong and of good courage. Nobody's answering. Amen. Be strong. Be strong and of good courage. Am I speaking? He repeated it again in verse 9. Be strong and of good courage. Why is he telling him? Because he knows he will bet them at Canaan. God was too sure he will bet them at Canaan. Let me be frank with you. There are no more visiting down here. In Jesus' name. We are still talking. Great things will still happen before 31st of December. I'm just being frank with you. Whether you like it or not, by this time a month ago, if you have, let's be sincere, either a month ago or 1.5 months, if you have told Trump you will win, you have not done it. I'm not joking. Circumstances surrounding it, people gave up. Am I communicating now? I can even get the wife saying, honey, Trump, you know the hair word. I beg, we need you more than this. But Trump will say to himself, I can make it. It was at a point in time, only he was moving ahead. And that's why it's still a puzzle all over the world. How did you? It did not just win, he won better than the last time he came in. And I saw something that interests me. The first thing they did, his team gathered together. That's the first thing. And we are praising God. So no matter how bad and stupid he is, at least the one that might be good did not recognize. Let's praise God first. So what is it? He said, of God, don't be afraid. Neither be doubting. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. There's nothing to scare you at all. I want you to just wake up from where you are sleeping. Because the Egyptians you see today, you will see them no more. I'm telling you the truth. There's something, I'm not joking, there's something about to happen. You are giving up, that's when the rain is about to fall. That's when the rain is about, your cloud, nobody loves cloud. All of a sudden a cloud fizzles off. And the sun comes. There is something God is about to do. All right, let me say this and then we'll pray so that you will know the way God works. But you know that when we came here this morning, I was just doing a little bit of meditation on the truth. It could be cold. Am I speaking here now? So immediately I sat down. I don't even know where to start from. I said, there's no problem. I'll cope with it. All of a sudden. An angel came in. His angel, that angel, is an angel can bear children. It's the angel to be one. That angel has bear children. And the angels came in and said, can they do tea for you? I said, tea. I said, this is serious. I've never seen girls that have children. If you be more serious, you can't fly except last. And they said, will you take some engine? And then they said, well, don't you take tea? Can we make this for you? I said, Jesus, how would this person know that this is the need? I said, okay, can they give me this? Am I right? Mm-hmm. And the angel called another lesser angel. Am I speaking? And that lesser angel, not even more. And the angel came, and they make that, I'm not joking, that ginger tea. I drank it while I was talking. The father of the angels came inside. Angel Michael came inside. And Angel Michael now said, which angel gave you tea? And we both drank. I don't know what I'm making sense. Angel had to be one. God can send a woman being in form of an angel to meet your need even before you speak. This thing looks like a small testimony, but the testimony has opened me up to be alert, different from my worries. Why worry when you can pray? Wake up and cancel those things telling you, can it still be? Tell the person, the hard time you are talking about, God said it. So already he has given me provision in the hard time. I'm not part of those that will sing the Lord's song in a strange land. They were crying, why shall I sing the Lord's song in a strange land? When God has made provision in a strange land. But the last time I find out, God blesses man even in a strange land. And that's why you must get yourself together. Pick up the shackles and tell yourself the time is not yet gone. The situation might look gloomy as if nothing can happen. But there's a way where there's no way. God can never show you what he wants to do so I can call him God. No matter your prayer, he will show you. Because he wants to come in a way that you say, Almighty, you are God. Situation might look gloomy, but I have a God who never fails. Condition might look unconditional, but there is a testimony in the midst of unconditional way. God, am I speaking to you? See, your testimony will bring forth a joy. And then we say, how did it happen? You will tell them, joy in troublous times. Answer in troublous times. Success in hard times. Because he that began a good work will finish that work. Can I speak to you? What trouble you will end up becoming your best testimony. And I welcome you because I'm meeting all of you on top. You will finish what you have started. God, do I have the resource to still finish my school? Can God still do it? He has started, he will finish it all. Can I still cope with the situation? You will cope better. You know, next year is our jubilation year in this church. Because all expectations shall have testimony that will be jubilated. And I see us mounting the wings of an eagle. And we're going to fly to the glory of God. We're going to testify to the glory of God. There is sweetness in her time. God is giving you some level of testimony in a time you have never believed it. And I looked at you and I said, welcome on top, for the best is yet to come. God bless you. It is well with you.
Put those hands together for the Lord. Just while you are sitting down, pray one prayer.